There was this one instance that is forever etched in my memory. I was probably around 10 years old, when a group of my cousins who lived in a nearby neighborhood in Queens, New York, stopped by our house to say hello. It was a beautiful summer day. We were living in South Ozone Park at the time. They rang the doorbell repeatedly, but playfully, as did many young kids during that time when they wanted a friend to come outside and play. I was hesitant to answer because, just a few hours before, my father left to run several errands. My mother worked in a factory, so she was gone most of the day. I stayed in the house alone quite a bit, from a very young age. As they stood outside the front door, I contemplated whether I would answer the door or not. I thought to myself, what harm would it do? My father had left explicit instructions not to open the door for anyone. But again, I thought, these are my cousins. That has to be different. As an alternative solution, I decided that instead of letting them in, I would sit with them outside on our front stoop. We can talk, laugh, and have a good time without them actually coming into the house. I was proud that I had made this great decision all on my own, as I did not want to upset either my father or my cousins. I proceeded to open the door and sat outside with my cousins for about an hour before my father came home. We played hopscotch, made games from scratch paper, and talked about boys we liked, and laughed about how they had tortured me the previous weekend by making me watch both Friday the 13th and the Freddy Krueger horror movie back to back. I didn't really think it was very funny, but I went along with it. I was really happy at that moment, mostly because I was not alone. Relationships were so important to me. I spent so much time alone in the house that any human contact was so very appreciated. When my father arrived, he seemed okay. He did not yell. He was often pretty explosive, so I expected that if I did something wrong, he would start fussing at me right away in front of my cousins without a single care. As he passed us on the front steps, he ordered me to come into the hallway that led to the apartment of the two-family house. When I walked into the corridor, he had his belt in his hand, began to beat me with the buckle of that belt. He hit me so hard I fell to the ground, crying, in a state of shock. I tried to protect myself by lifting my arm up. My cousins heard the screams. They busted into the corridor, and my father, exasperated, told them, "This is what happens when you open the door to strangers." I howled that they were not strangers. They are family. At which point the physical assault became even more aggressive. My cousins screamed for him to stop, and my father eventually threw them out of the house. As I lay there limp, I cried and cried and cried. I felt weak and unsafe. The realization that I had no one to protect me sunk in. I was afraid and confused. I did not have the strength to get up. Shortly after, he dragged me further inside the house and told me to go take a bath. This was a common practice after he beat me. The wounds would sting more when you immerse them in warm water, especially if you have broken skin. At this point, I had no choice but to do what he told me. It was painful. I felt so alone. He made me sit in the bath for what felt like hours. I remember my skin pruning. When I was finally released, I thought I would be able to get into my own space, to deal with the pain of my wounds and to grieve. I don't know if my embarrassment was worse than the physical pain, but both were equally devastating. I was mad at myself for making such a stupid decision. He did, after all, say not to open the door to anyone. I beat myself up mentally, over and over, contemplating all the reasons why I was not good enough. Shortly after putting some clothes on, the physical abuse continued. Now it was time for me to kneel and think about what I did. This was considered a longer-term punishment for my misbehavior. The beating was not enough of a punishment, so kneeling on bottle caps was the next phase.